Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Brayhead Clan returned to Glasgow with 4 points in the bag after 2 wins this weekend. The latest was a 2-1 win up at Dundee Stars. On the line with me is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty, to reflect on the weekend. Ryan, first of all, congratulations. A 4-point weekend and a badly needed one as well.
Yeah, obviously we've got to stay alive here, and the only way to do it is by winning. And we turned the corner, I thought, with our game versus Nottingham. You know, we just needed a win to get off that slide. And then, obviously we were first weekend, last weekend, full bodies. And then we went to Belfast. We played a great team. We're a great team, you know, defensively. We're a great Holtie made some big saves. And then, we could have had him down a couple. We had 5 breakaways on the night, and we were able to capitalize on one. But and then tonight, I thought we looked a little fatigued here for half the game. I thought it took us a while to get going, and then we took over in the third period and created a ton of chances and looked like the offensive team that we knew we could do and what we could do. And it just took a little while to get that go-ahead goal.
Now, in that third period, by that point, we knew 5 Flyers had won their last conference game, which now means Clan have to get full points from every game from now on in. Did you start to feel the pressure as the game went on tonight?
Obviously there's pressure. There's 4 games left. We have to go 4-0. And, we're confident now. You know, that confidence is a funny thing, and you can't teach it. You can't practice it. It just comes, and it comes with winning. And, I think guys have got that self-belief back. And, we went through a nightmare of a time in February, with the injuries and the way the games went. And, the league's just too good. You can't sustain the injuries we had to the players and to the the quality we lost, and it showed. It's too good. You're playing 4 or 5, you're top 9 out. You're not going to win hockey games, and it was tough. We had a bit of a pity party, but here we are again, and we're climbing a third tonight, and shake that month off on a new month, and then we got a new vision here, and guys are excited. Challenge it lays ahead.
And of course, confidence will be up there. You've just said that. It takes it into the next weekend, the 2 games against Manchester Storm as well.
Yeah, obviously Manchester, like I said, we owe those guys. They caught us at a pretty low time. They caught us at the right time for them and the worst time for us. And it's affected our conference and the league. You look at the league now and where we could have been, if we didn't go through that rough patch there. And it's tough. You can't change the past. You can only look to the future. And right now we're riding high, and we grinded out a tough win. We didn't particularly beat tonight, but we did enough to get the W, and that's all that matters at this stage in the season.